paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
That's right, folks. It's time for Frank's Faves, and this is the time of show where we talk about some of my favorite products that I've seen, tested, and fallen in love with, and I want to share with you guys. So on the phone joining me right now, let's see, we have Rick Mullen from Killeen Leathers. I don't know why I have a hard time pronouncing that, but hey, Rick, how are you?
I'm great, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing...
You know, a lot of people do. It's actually named after my daughter, Killeen.
So Killeen. Gotcha. So tell us about Killeen Leathers, because a lot of people may not have heard of you guys. I kind of am in love with wall treatments, especially leather wall treatments. That's why I found you guys. So let's educate the rest of the listeners.
Well, you know, Killeen Leathers is a company I started almost 40 years ago dealing with architects, interior designers. So we're generally to the trade. And, it started with I was repping a company in Chicago, Interior Crafts, and they had make beautiful furniture. And I'd see the leather come in sometimes, and it would be beautifully soft and wonderful and luscious, and other times it was like low-grade vinyl. And I thought, well, why is it different? They're both leather. So long story short, that we could almost make another segment on, I did a lot of research, and I found out how to develop leathers that were kind of the ideal compromise. Because if a leather is extremely soft, it really won't hold up very well. So, you know, I wanted to develop, and I did develop, many leathers that are in between that will hold up well and can be used by architects, interior designers, and commercial applications. And would work well from that standpoint. So we've been marketing upholstery leathers to these people for, as I say, almost 40 years. And the funny thing that would happen over these many years is that so many times I'd be showing a designer some beautiful leathers, and they'd say, geez, you know, I'd love to do a leather wall. How do I do a leather wall?
Well, let's stop there, because a lot of people, you know, even when I – because I talk about it a lot, Rick. I tell people, man, bring texture to the wall. Anytime you can bring unique materials. And I've actually made my own faux leather panels out of using some MDF and some batting, and then I wrap it and staple it around the back. And then I, you know, put these little square panels up, but it's kind of a pain in the butt. You guys simplified that process.
Well, exactly. In fact, if you're familiar with commercial carpet tile, think of, you know, that's exactly what happened. Because what would happen is when people would say, how can I do a leather wall? I'd immediately think, okay, we have to get a mill worker. And a mill worker, then you have to communicate to him, you know, what substrate does he put it on? Does he glue them? Does he wrap and staple? Then how does he install them? Does he use E-clips? Does he use Velcro? Does he glue it to the wall?
Glue it, yeah.
How will the panels look? Will the seams look good? And then one day, quite frankly, my vice president, Scott Gelander, was at a show, and he came up with the idea where if we found the perfect substrate, we could basically fuse bond or glue the leathers to this material and then die cut them. And then they essentially would go up, again, like I say, like commercial carpet tile.
So do you use adhesive on your system?
We do. Well, we use adhesive to get the leather bonded to the substrate. Then we die cut. Now we deliver a product that's ready to install, and it goes up, you know, almost like vinyl tile in the sense that you just, you know, put glue on the back and slap it on to drywall.
So you do glue the back of your panels to the actual wall surface?
You do. You do. It's a very simple trowel on, and then it goes, it can be die cut, it can be a trim cut on site. And you wind up with a wall that's, you know, really incredibly beautiful. It's acoustical, it's thermal, it's fireproof, it's unusual. You know, it has great visual impact.
Yeah.
Amazingly durable, and you can even replace the panels.
Well, I got the samples. They sent them to my office, and I mean, the minute I opened the package, I was like a kid in a candy shop. It's truly, really unique product. It's quality. You could tell it's quality. And your offerings in terms of the versatility and look of these things can really go in any design style. You don't have to have an ultra-modern place to use leather walls, right?
No. And if you look on our website, killeenleathers.com, about halfway down you'll see...
Why don't you spell that real quick?
Yeah, K-E-L-E-E-N, leathers with an S, .com.
Okay.
And about halfway down the page you'll see a shrunken buffalo leather wall that we did. It's so visually beautiful. And since we've come out with it's amazing. We've done the Hard Rock Hotel in Paris. We've done the Knickerbocker Hotel in New York.
Wow.
We just shipped the Jim Beam Club in New York for the new Yankee Stadium. 227 tiles in four different sizes and in four different leathers. And they're doing this amazing wall. We even had somebody order 36 by 6 inch and then herringboned them.
Wow.
So you can imagine how beautiful that would be.
Now, are you guys represented in the Merchandise Mart here in Chicago?
You know, I was in the market for 26 years, quite frankly, but then we found with our product you really have to go to the architect designer, and there are so many questions about it that it's more involved than really sitting in the showroom and waiting for people to come in and just look at color. So we have agents all around the world, certainly in the United States as well as in Asia and Europe and whatnot, that basically call on the architect and interior designer and explain the product, and we provide them with samples and boxes along that line, too. You know, if I may tell you one quick story that
happened. Sure.
As soon as we threw it up on the website, we got a phone call from a woman in Colorado who was doing a showcase charity house. And she immediately wanted a brown and white hair on hide and 24 by 24 inch panels for a staircase wall. And we thought, great, you know, we made the panels, we shipped them out. And about 3 weeks later, we got a phone call from her. It was kind of funny. She was kind of angry at us because she said they had this amazing showcase home. They had this grand opening. And she said all people talked about was your wall. You know, it had such high visual impact that it took away from the whole rest of the interior. And she said it was less than 0.1% of her interior's budget, and yet it was the hit of the interior.
Absolutely. And I'll second that by saying I've done leather wall treatments. Matter of fact, featured in my book, Frank Fontana's Dirty Little Secrets of Design, I did the owners of Pietown Productions, which is a big HGTV production company, does a ton of shows, and they asked me to do something really dramatic to their condo here in Chicago. So I said, okay, you sure about that?
And perfect.
And what I did is I didn't know about your product at the time, and this was probably about 7 years ago, and I ordered this faux crocodile leather wall paper it was actually a vinyl out of Germany. And it cost an arm and a leg. It was probably the most expensive part of the makeover, because then you had the labor of installation, you need wallpaper experts and all that stuff. Well, like your client there, it was the talk of the town. People couldn't get over it. They'd walk in and go right to the wall and rub themselves on it.
You know, we do a lot of leather floors, too, and people just love that. It's amazing. The first time I walked on a leather floor was a few years after we started marketing, and I couldn't believe how soft and quiet and sexy and sensual floors can be.
See,
and
we've done. You're using my words. I love soft, sexy, sensual, all with design. So people got to get that. You know what I mean?
Master bedrooms are just amazing with leather floors. We're just actually, for over 10 years now, we've had the floor down in the Wynn property in Vegas in the Brioni store.
Sweet.
And it's amazing how beautiful it looks after 10 years.
And if you really want to see this, folks, go to the website. It's K-E-L-E-E-N. That's Kayleen Leathers.com. And Rick, thank you so much for calling in. I love the product. And when are you doing the Frank Fontana Lounge Man Cave in my house?
Call me tomorrow and we'll get it going.
You got it, Rick. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. And have yourself a great new year.
Thank you. You too.